This is episode 470 of the Prepper Website Podcast, where I connect you with resources that will help you live a more self-reliant life so you can love your people, get prepared, and live free. Today's article, 5 Reasons Why You Should Start a Prepper Notebook and What Should Go in It. Hey, I'm Todd Sepulveda, the editor of PrepperWebsite.com. This podcast is an audible version with some commentary of articles that have been posted on Prepper Website, a daily curation of preparedness information. These articles are some of the best of the best that have been recently posted on PrepperWebsite.com. All article links and show information can be found on the PrepperWebsitePodcast.com. Hey everyone, this episode is sponsored by Audible. Now, Audible Books was one of the inspirations for this podcast. I purposely don't add bumper music to the podcast because I want it to feel more like an audiobook that just starts and provides value. I love to learn and grow through audiobooks, and Audible makes that very easy. Now, if you're not a member of Audible, you can join for free for 30 days and start your Audible journey with 2 free audiobooks. The great thing about Audible is that you can cancel at any time and keep the books that you have downloaded. For more information, click the link in the show notes or go to theprepperwebsitepodcast.com/audible. Guys, one of the things when we talk a lot about prepper fiction and stuff, I listen to a lot of prepper fiction on Audible, and it makes a big difference. I mean, you can listen to it and you feel like you can just keep listening to it where your eyes might be getting tired and different things like that. And if you're traveling in the car or you're in a plane or wherever, I mean, you can pop in your headphones and you can listen to these, to the audiobooks. It's very, very easy. Audible does a great job of, back in the day when you would have to download books and on MP3 or whatever, you would have to kind of remember where you were at and forward and all that kind of stuff. Audible remembers exactly where you were at, and so it picks it up even if the program closes. And so I really like that. I've listened to almost every book from Mark Goodwin on Audible. Just a couple at the very beginning that he wrote, I actually read. But then I finally got to the point, like, Mark, I just don't have time to read, man. But if you had them... if you had an audio version of it, I would be able to listen to it. And so, he started putting them on Audible. And man, let me tell you, it's made a big difference. So I've been able to listen to all of his books that way. And there's just, there's a lot of other prepper fiction that you can listen to. And so it really makes sense. Even if you are not going to move forward with, to a monthly subscription, at least doing the free 30-day trial and downloading 2 books, it's definitely worth it. All right, so enough of that. Let me go ahead and jump into the article of the podcast. It's actually one of my own articles. It's from PrepperWebsite.com, and the title is 5 Reasons Why You Should Start a Prepper Notebook and What Should Go in It. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into reading it, and then I'll fill in with some commentary and talk a little bit at the very end. So let me go ahead and jump into this. 5 Reasons Why You Should Start a Prepper Notebook. Preppers value information. You read articles, listen to podcasts, buy books, watch videos, and create lists. All the information that you gather is useful, but where do you store this information? Many preppers gather so much information that if they don't keep it safe somewhere, they will forget it. It is important that you have one central location where you record your preparedness plans, thoughts, and checklists. A prepper journal or a prepper notebook is something you should add to your preps immediately. So what should go in a prepper notebook? Before we dive into why you should start a prepper notebook, let's talk about what should go in your prepper journal. The first thing to remember is that this is not an emergency binder, although there could be some crossover. An emergency binder will hold important documentation. An emergency binder might have copies of your birth certificate, social security card, your latest bank statements, medical records, home mortgage, insurance, etc. A prepper notebook is a journal where you would keep your preparedness plans, thoughts, ideas, checklists, procedures, and specific skills that you want to make sure you know. Here are some examples of what you might want to record in your prepper notebook. Your preparedness plans for bugging in. Your preparedness plans if you are bugging out, the various routes to take on your bug out bag content checklist, your coordinates to your cache, pictures and information about the most common plants that can be foraged in your areas, Frequencies to local first responders for your ham radio. How-to survival-related information. Recipes for cooking your food storage. Medical information of family members. For example, daughter is allergic to penicillin. List of bank accounts, credit card accounts, etc. Login and password information. Important phone numbers. And location of water sources. This is just a sampling of what can be included in a prepper notebook. So why should you start and maintain a prepper notebook? Number one, you have one central location for all of your preparedness plans. In an emergency, you might have some great preparedness plans ready to be executed, but do you have them written down anywhere? Sometimes ideas that we have in our head seem a lot easier to implement. When you put your plans down on paper, you are able to think more logically and rationally. You can make sure that your plans don't have missteps. After you have your plans on paper, ask someone to look over them to make sure that they make sense to them. You want a family member to be able to implement your plans in the case that you are not able or around to do so. So number two, you don't forget any important information. Having important information written down in a prepper notebook is a good way to ensure you have it when you need it. In a crisis situation, you might not be able to remember certain ham frequencies, directions to certain locations like a cache, or procedures to use a specific piece of gear. You might have great ideas, but being in a crisis situation can shock the best of us. When you write down your ideas and notes, you can easily access them without having to lose precious moments remembering specific details. All you will have to do is open your prepper notebook and read what you have already written. So number three is you can easily revisit and review your plans. Life happens and plans change. If you don't revisit and review your preparedness plans on a semi-annual or annual basis, you might not consider how the changes that you and your family have experienced throughout the years might not fit into your preparedness plans. Your prepper journal should serve as the place where you keep your plans so you can easily review them. This might take as little as 15 minutes, but the process will keep your plans fresh in your mind and will allow you to recognize if they need to be adjusted. Number four is you have a valuable resource if you have to bug out. Now, if you have to bug out, more than likely, it won't go as planned. A bug out means you need to quickly leave your home. In that instance, having a prepper notebook that you can easily throw into your bug out bag will be very valuable. As mentioned before, many things go through your mind during a crisis situation. Having your important information written down will be invaluable when you need to recall important information during a bug out. And then number five, your family will know what to do if you're not around. Now, this reason is the one we don't want to think about. We prep so that we can mitigate the suffering our loved ones would have to go through in a crisis situation. But what if you're not around? In an ideal situation, every member of the family is skilled in the preparedness lifestyle. But I have heard from many throughout the years that this isn't the case. Many men and women are solo preppers. Their family might or might not be on board with their prepping, but they don't themselves prep. In the case you weren't around, a prep journal would be a great resource for your family to have in a crisis situation. So let me explain this idea further. Here's a tale of two families. John sees the crazy world around him and understands the need to prepare. At first, his family thinks he's gone off the deep end. However, after a blizzard took out the electricity and access to the main highway, his family was grateful that he had supplies and ways to keep the family warm. But although they recognized the advantages of prepping, the family left it all up to the man of the house to take care of the family. One day, John was driving home from work when a vehicle pulled out in front of him on the highway. John was killed instantly. His family was left with all of the preparedness supplies that John had purchased and stockpiled, but they were unsure where to start and how to use all of it. And to make it worse, winter was around the corner. Now, Paul sees the crazy world around him and understands the need to prepare. At first, his family thinks he's gone off the deep end. However, after a blizzard took out the electricity and access to the main highway, his family was grateful that he had supplies and ways to keep the family warm. As the whole family recognized the advantages of prepping, they took a little bit more interest in preparing for hard times. One day, Paul was driving home from work when a vehicle pulled out in front of him on the highway, and Paul was killed instantly. Paul's family continued prepping. After all, winter was coming and they wanted to be ready. One day, Paul's wife was going through his desk. She found his prepper notebook. As she read the notebook, she found all sorts of plans and ideas that Paul had. She also learned about some ways of doing things she didn't previously know. She was truly grateful that Paul had left this notebook. Every member of the family read Paul's prepper journal. It was a special keepsake that they all treasured. But there are many reasons to keep a prepper notebook. The important thing is to just start. Start recording your plans, your thoughts, ideas, and checklists. You never know how valuable a resource you are creating for your family. Now, don't skimp on your notebook. This resource is important, and you should invest in a quality journal. Don't just get a cheap spiral out of the school supply section of the local big box store. Find a good hardback that will last a long time and something compact enough that you can carry it with you and even put it in your bug out bag if necessary. You can find journals and notebooks all over the place, but if you would like to purchase a prepper notebook and support prepper website at the same time, you can purchase My Prep Journal. This journal has hardback binding and over 100 pages of line pages that you can use to record your preparedness plans, thoughts, and lists. There are also 50 starter questions that you can use to get you thinking about what to start recording in your journal. So when you take the time to create a prepper notebook, you are saying that you care about your preparedness plans. You are creating a valuable resource where your plans can easily be accessed and reviewed. You are making sure that you don't forget any important details and taking the time to make sure it is logical and understandable. Lastly, you're creating a resource that will be highly valuable to the next person who picks up your prepper notebook. And who knows, you might be creating a valuable heirloom that your children would want to pass down someday. All right, guys, well, that's it. 5 reasons why you should start a prepper notebook. Actually, a little bit more information than just 5 reasons there. But I do think it's very valuable. Now, let me just kind of bounce off of something, another idea. One of the reasons I'm bringing this up, or this article came to mind, was I went through a training just recently where there was a lot of reflection, and it was about team building and all that kind of stuff, but there was a lot of reflection in there. And the reflection time, although it's uncomfortable to do, especially in a setting like that, and you're not really, you know, it's kind of like you reflect pretty quickly and then you move into the next thing. You know, it's not something that I particularly enjoy doing, but it was valuable. And it is something that I plan on doing in the new year. So I've actually purchased a planner, a specific planner that will walk me through certain questions that I would do every day. And the idea of a planner is, it's not necessarily so much, the one that I'm going to start at the beginning of the year, it's not necessarily so much that you're trying to record your thoughts or whatever, because only recording your thoughts is the way to do it. The thing is that you're slowing down. And when you slow down, you're able to think things through a little bit more. So that's very important to be able to do that. The other thing is that when you write down any information, you tend to remember it better. Yeah, you tend to remember it more. So there is something, it's research based, but there's something about writing things down that allows you to remember things better. So if you were a person who studied a lot back in the day, maybe when you were in high school or college, and you rewrote notes and things like that. In fact, that is actually a strategy that they teach you, is like after you finish a class, and then you leave that class, if you're not going to another class right away, then go somewhere and rewrite your notes that you took, because that will help to solidify the learning that you just, or the lecture or whatever it was. It helps you to remember that, right? It puts it into memory. And so that's part of the journal thing, the reflection and taking time, slowing down, thinking things through a little bit better, being a little bit more purposeful. And so, people journal at the very beginning, they start journals at the very beginning of the year and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to purpose to only do it, or right now I'm only going to set the goal to do it for 90 days. And then after that, we'll kind of see where it goes. If I think it's been real beneficial, I'll continue going. But this prepper journal has those elements in there where you're able to sit down, you're able to think things through a little bit more. You're writing it down, so you're able to commit things to memory just a little bit better. But it's also a place to put some valuable information. So if you are, you think about the area where you live in, and you are foraging, and you're learning about foraging, and so you're able to take a couple of snapshots of whatever it is that grows in your area, and you're able to put those pictures in your prepper journal, and you're able to take notes. Hey, I can, make a tea out of the leaves. I can eat the roots. I can, all that kind of stuff. And it's a very specific journal that you are making for yourself with important information. And so I think it's very valuable. I think everyone should have something along those lines. I mean, just think about how valuable that would be to your family if you weren't around and they were able to look at that and find, all the important information that you had for them as far as preparedness goes, right? And so it's like, hey, it could be a checklist. Like, hey, if I'm not around, you need to make sure this happens and this happens and this happens, right? And so that would be, what a great blessing that would be to someone finding that after you were gone, if that was the case. I mean, that's not the reason why we're doing it, but that would be a great benefit, a great thing to have. The other thing I wanted to share is I did create a journal. It's called My Prep Journal. I do link to it in the show notes of every episode, and so you can click on that. Talking about show notes, and I downloaded an episode of another podcast, and I was just very disappointed that their show notes, it was like there was nothing there. I wanted to find out some more information about, what they were talking about. And, some people do a lot of information in their show notes. Some people just write one or two things. Some people might have a link. I try to put valuable information that, you can kind of bounce off of. But man, there was nothing in this one. I was like, man, that's kind of disappointing. They didn't put any effort into it at all. So in my show notes, in the Prepper Website Podcast show notes, I have all kinds of other links and things that you might be interested in. And one of those is the My Prep Journal. And so that takes you over to lulu.com and you can order it from there. And you order it, they print it, they do all that kind of stuff. They send it to you. And then it's a blessing for me because I get a little bit of a percentage for selling those from lulu.com. But you don't have to use that one, definitely. I mean, that's just if you want to support Prepper Website. If you want to just go get a Prepper Journal, go to an Office Supply and you can find a nice one there and just start using that one and go to town, writing your Prepper Journal. Maybe that might be a thing that you start at the very beginning of the year. Maybe like a resolution type thing that you have going. And, you kind of see where it goes from there. They're not very expensive, but the information that you put in there could be invaluable to you and to your family later on down the road. All right, guys, so that is 5 reasons why you should start a prepper notebook. That is over at prepperwebsite.com. It's linked, that article is linked over there. And like always, I'm going to link to it in the show notes. And I did put a lot of other links that are related to the topics that I talked about. So if any of those other topics that I've mentioned, you can bounce off to other articles. And so, it's a good one. This article is actually pretty popular. And so it got picked up on Pinterest. And man, people were coming to it they're still coming to it. So I was really blown away about how popular it was. People are looking for this type of information. I mean, I think they're wanting to journal more. I think that's becoming more and more of a thing. But again, you can do the journaling and also create that prepper information. So hopefully you'll do it. If you have any feedback, or if you are doing something like this, Man, I'd love to hear about that because that would be your advice and your experiences, I think, are always helpful to the preparedness community, and I'd love to share that on the podcast. So come on over to episode 470 and let me know if you are journaling in this type of fashion for preparedness. That would be great. All right, guys. So this is the last podcast before Christmas Eve. And so in the past, I have taken a break during the Christmas season. I don't know if I'm going to do that this time around. I'm going to try to continue to put podcasts out there. And I don't know how it's going to work. And I don't even know if people are going to listen to it. Because if I put one out, if I release it on Christmas Day, not that I'm going to record it on Christmas Day, but if I release it on Christmas Day, I don't know if people are going to listen to it or not. But anyway, I'm going to do a little bit of an experiment and just see if it's something that people appreciate or not. Or if it's like, Todd, we are doing Christmas, and so we don't care about the Prepper Website podcast. So, that really, I completely understand that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. And, you have family and you have parties and you have get-togethers and all that kind of stuff. But I just thought that I would try it and see what would happen. So I'm gonna continue doing that, releasing podcast episodes throughout the break, and we'll just kind of see and go from there and see if this is something that I'm gonna do for the future. And who knows? So be looking for podcast episodes coming out next week, although it is Christmas and Christmas Eve and all those, all that and New Year's and all that kind of stuff is coming up. So we'll just see how that goes. And, any feedback that you give me, I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're listening to the podcast still, like, hey, Todd, we listened to the podcast while we were going to grandma's house or whatever, So that would be good. That'll help me gauge if I need to continue doing podcasts during holidays and things like that. So, guys, I hope you have a great Christmas. If this is the last one that you listen to before Christmas, I hope you have a great Christmas, a great blessed Christmas. You truly get to be with friends and family and parties and all that good stuff. But also hope you get a little bit of time to remember the whole reason why we're even celebrating. And so I hope you're able to do that. So this weekend, if you are looking for more preparedness information, don't forget that over at the Prepper website or prepperwebsite.com, we have tons of preparedness information. So we release somewhere between 8 to 12, sometimes even more articles every single day over there. And so it's fresh preparedness content. And that's it for episode 470. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the show. Head on over to theprepperwebsitepodcast.com. That way you never miss another episode of Sweet Prepper Goodness. And take a moment to connect with me. I have a ton of ways to connect in the show notes. And with that, choose to live a more self-reliant life. Choose not to be so dependent on the government, grid, or the grind. Until next week, stay prepped and aware. Peace.